Yeah, there's actually three bills here, and as no surprise, we have some concerns with the way some of this is being characterized. There is approximately $500,000 that's in dispute, and that dates back to late last year. That will be worked through a normal process that's set up for resolution. The other portion of it involves two bills, one of which we just received late last week, which is for current bills due, and that's due in October. And we will review that bill and then use the backup to determine if there are any concerns with it. The other, but more importantly, is that there is another bill that is, according to the city, that we are past due on, and that dates back to the May timeframe. We did not receive that bill until late last week as well. So obviously, we're going to review that bill. Typically, in this process, there is backup provided to ensure that what is being billed is accurate, and then we'll deal with it accordingly. But the suggestion that BGE is past due to the tune of about $5 million just really, it's a bit of a stretch compared to the facts of the situation.
In terms of the vast majority of the amount the city claims is owed, these were just put in your hands, what, by mail last week? Is that the normal delivery system?
I'm not sure of the exact delivery, but we just received the bill last week. In fact, we received two bills last week, the one that would be current for payment in October, and then the one that would have been due in May, according to the city. We just received both of those bills this week. We did not have a record of having received the bill, and typically for the big bill in question, we would have received backup to review to ensure that we're truing up, we're actually paying what was due. And had we received that bill, we certainly would have paid it on time.
Okay, so this isn't a case of you're withholding payment because of the original dispute, the $500,000, right?
Yeah, the only thing that we're actually disputing at this time is the first bill that came in last year that was about $500,000 roughly, give or take. And that's one that we are disputing through a prescribed resolution process. But the other two bills, one is for current due, and we'll certainly review that with the appropriate backup documentation. And then this other bill, again, we just received. So I think it's a matter of miscommunications, but we certainly will be working with the city. And, in fact, we're working with the city last week to resolve this issue.
You don't expect this to end in litigation, as may have been suggested in the story?
Well, nobody wins when you go to litigation, of course. So it's in our collective best interest to resolve the issue. We understand the continual need to reinvest in the infrastructure in the city, and the conduit system is very important, not just to BGE, but other players. We, too, have to reinvest in our infrastructure. So this is something that we would prefer, obviously, to resolve through the city without litigation, and we'll work toward that end.